The U.S. and Britain today presented the United Nations Security Council with a revised resolution on Iraq. The new version offers Iraq, quote, a final opportunity to comply with this and previous council resolutions aimed at disarming the regime of Saddam Hussein. The U.S. and Britain want the council to vote on the measure this Friday. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from New York.
The new text of the resolution is the result of 7 weeks of intense negotiations among the 15 Security Council members, centering around the five permanent members with veto power. Three of the five, Russia, France, and China, opposed the previous language. They feared it could be used by the United States as the basis for a military attack on Iraq. After council members discussed the issue for 90 minutes this morning, John Negroponte, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said the United States wants to give the United Nations a chance to enforce its demands concerning Iraq's weapons development.
We believe that the resolution that we, the co-sponsors, laid down this morning is the best way to achieve the disarmament of Iraq by peaceful means, obviously provided that Iraq complies fully with those obligations.
The text has been altered to meet some of the objections of council members. The new version still calls for a more stringent weapons inspection regimen with full immediate access to all sites in Iraq, including presidential compounds, which have been problematic in the past. It also threatens Iraq with, quote, serious consequences for noncompliance. But in an apparent concession to France, this draft says that any failure by Iraq to cooperate must be reported back to the UN Security Council. The French ambassador to the UN, Jean-David Lavitte, also spoke to reporters today outside the Security Council chambers.
Right from the beginning of this long negotiation, we've said that for France, the key issue was to preserve the role of the Security Council. That's what we call the two-stage approach. And in that respect, I can say today that very important progress has been achieved.
But the new language does not require a second UN resolution to determine consequences for any noncompliance, which basically leaves the United States free to act. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Yuri Fedotov told the Itar-Tass news agency today, Moscow objects to any language that leaves an opening for military action by the United States. The extent of Russia's opposition probably will be known tomorrow, after Security Council ambassadors have discussed the text with their capitals. Again, U.S. Ambassador Negroponte.
The next step will be to have more detailed consultations on the resolution tomorrow here at the Council, and then it is our intention to have the resolution put to vote sometime during the course of the day on Friday.
If the resolution is approved, Iraq would have 30 days to make a full and accurate declaration of its development of chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. The chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, warns that 30 days might not be enough time for Iraq to make a full accounting.
There is a discussion going on now, and we'll see whether there will be some further modifications made here and there.
Because of the ongoing negotiations, Secretary of State Colin Powell has canceled a trip to South Korea this weekend. Spokesman Richard Boucher explained Powell wants to continue consultations with key governments until the vote. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.